I'm Henry McNulty. This is From the Studio. This is my interview with Romanian-American pianist and composer Bogdan Ota, returning to the States for a May 7th concert in Coeur d'Alene entitled Kronos, Master of Time.
Good morning, how are you? I released Kronos, the Master of Time, last year in Europe, exactly a year ago. And because I used to live in Post Falls, so like a few miles away from Coeur d'Alene, now it's my time to go back home and release it for my American public. As you probably know, I'm an American citizen, and the last 9-10 years of my life I've spent in the United States, especially in the Idaho area. And all those places really inspired me to write that music, so now I have to give back. Kronos is my vision about time. So Kronos is the name of the Greek god of time, yeah? He was famous for eating his children, the future. In my perspective, when we are born, we are not granted years like a gift. But in my vision, I think we're granted a countdown. It's much easier for us to celebrate. Oh, now tomorrow I'm 41 years old. Next year I'm 42 and so on. It's a much more sweeter perspective on life. But the reality is that it's a countdown. And the entire album, Kronos, the Master of Time, is built around this idea. We are witnessing time. There's nothing we can do to stop it. I don't recall, even from the Greek mythology, that anyone can become a friend of Kronos. So we would just have to work with him somehow in our advantage. Around this, I built a few tracks, yeah, which is neoclassical music, piano and orchestra, orchestral sound, film-like music. A lot of people compared my music with Hans Zimmer's music or John Williams because it's just huge, cinematic. And to make my shows enjoyable and easy for everybody to watch and to understand, I've created visuals for every song. Every song has a different story. I'm introducing the audience to the song, or the song to the audience, sorry. And also they have a huge cinema display. So in case they don't want to see the pianist, they can watch the movie and listen to the music.
I asked how he translated that concept into his music.
Let's take the song Kronos, the Master of Time. It has, in my recording studio computer, over 164 tracks. Layer on top of a layer on top of a layer on top of a layer and so on. A lot of tracks of percussion, huge orchestral tracks and huge choirs. And everything is so big that is difficult to comprehend. And to you cannot listen that song as a, it's not easy listening music. It's not something like Kleiderman used to do in Europe or David Lanz or something like that. Something that will relax me. I just sit in my armchair and it's a relaxing music. No, it's something that squishes you, is ginormous, is huge. And the emotional impact is huge because the music, along with the video projections, make you realize stuff that maybe you were not prepared to face, to realize. Another song is going to be In Absentia. In Absentia is Latin for in the absence of. And some people would think of in the absence of Christ, if they're religious. In the absence of my mother, if the mother, let's say, is gone. In the absence of my family, and so on. Again, because it's around the idea of time, that means that on a from a linear point of view, we are with somebody, and all of a sudden, we're not. We still have time to face the absence of that thing on our own, the absence of faith or of dear one, and so on. Another song would be Almost Paradise. Almost Paradise, it's a pretty modern song. It talks, the music and, again, the video projections, it talks about what we inherit from our creator. Let's call it God. Let's call it the universe. Let's call it Big Bang. It's really irrelevant how we call it. We inherit something. We did not create this universe. Yeah. And the song is the idea of what we're doing to what we received with this gift as people. What are we doing with it? Are we preserving it? Are we improving it? Are we destroying it? And this music is pretty philosophical, but in the same time, my struggle for almost 4 years of working on this album was to make it so that anybody can understand it. It's not like Stravinsky. It's not like Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto Number 3 or 4. The musical form is reduced to 5-6 minutes per song. It's like a mini piano concerto, really, really compressed. And anybody can whistle the song. They can hum it when they come out of the venue. It's not like it's something really, really complicated to digest. And it is not intellectually difficult to understand it. What I did in there, the orchestration technique, the counterpoint, all these themes and the hybridization of orchestra and the sounds, that is a big complicated machine. But the melody, no matter how I combine stuff, that's very, very easy for people to understand. I have a lot of 8 and 9 years old fans. So if they can understand it, people my age, they can understand it easily.
Ota described his future plans and where to find his music.
I'm about to relocate for good to America when I'm done with my PhD. Actually, next month, I have the final thesis defend. So in June, I'm going to be a doctor in music. After that, I'm going to create a new band in America. So my music is available everywhere. Apple Music, Google Music, Google Play, sorry, Amazon, you name it. YouTube Music, it's Spotify. It's everywhere. It's accessible. And on YouTube, it's free. The music that I'm sharing with people is not created to bring wealth. Is not made for money. Is made because I receive it, I don't know how and where from. I feel more comfortable not to name it, but it's my job to give it to the people. That's a composer's job. It's going to be one night only in Coeur d'Alene. I'm combining revisiting my, my dear places with revisiting all my friends and performing this concert for the people in Coeur d'Alene, Post Falls, and Spokane area. It's something that I would dare to say you're not experiencing at any regular concert. If you're a heavy metal fan, you're going to have heavy metal in my music. If you're a big cinematic orchestration fan, like film music or video games music, you're going to have it. If you like just the piano solo, let's say Chopin Nocturne style, you're going to have it on stage. It's a little bit for everyone. For all the tastes that can be in the venue, and nobody will regret being there.
That was Bogdan Ota describing his concert Kronos Master of Time, May 7th at the Kroc Center in Coeur d'Alene. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Henry McNulty.